It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have got with Helper City, Lenise Peterman and Mike Maston. And then from UDOT, I have Dan Hinckley, who is an engineer for them. And we're going to talk about, if you've noticed recently on Facebook shares and pages and things like that, they're asking you to conserve water in Helper, and it's because of a project that UDOT is working on, and it's coming to fruition here about the middle of August. So we're going to talk about what we can do as citizens of Helper to kind of lessen the burden and make it a little bit easier on us. And then we're going to talk with Dan about what UDOT is doing and why this has to happen. So Lenise and Mike and Dan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Let's first start with you, Lenise, and let's talk about some of the things that we need to do to get ready for what's coming.
Sure. What I'd like to do is provide a little bit of context. Going back a few years ago when we had the Bear wildfire, it created such a deluge of water coming down from Candle Canyon. That UDOT has had to address that rushing over the highway. So they are expanding a culvert. And to do that, we have to cut our water pipe, our water supply, so that they can push it down lower beyond or beneath the culvert. So we have a need to prepare for this event. So we're filling our water tanks in waiting for that to happen. And, you know, the purpose of this is to really allow for water pouring off of the Candle Canyon to get to the river safely and not flood out Highway 6.
So, and there's a bunch of things that we can do to help kind of ease the burden, so to speak, of what's going to happen. But as we were talking just before we came on the air, yeah, they're great to do right now, but they might be best practices going forward as well to help conserve water. So let's talk about some of those things.
Absolutely. So, you know, we've been in a severe drought for a number of years, as has most of Utah. So the exercises we're asking people to take in this event really are a good practice. Shorter showers, fill your dishwasher. If you have any leaks in your home, you would be shocked at how much water is wasted that way. So just being a good steward of water, especially living in a high desert, which is what we are, is critical for all of us, really all of the time.
And, you know, the one thing that I've noticed is, and I think it's something that we use in the summertime that people don't really pay that much attention to, it's your swamp coolers. Because a lot of people have leaks on their swamp cooler and they're like, it's outside, it's not affecting me at all. But they go through a lot of water if you don't fix them and make sure they're working right. So check those as well. The other thing that we wanted to talk about, and Mike, maybe you can kind of speak to this, is I know it because I live there, but I've noticed that there is a lot of air in the water line. You know, not all the time, just some of the time. So maybe if you could address that and kind of let people know what's really going on with that.
Yes, Dave. So if you guys do fill out your glasses and you notice it looks like, Dave was telling me, it looks like skim milk almost. It's just air. And what happens is with our tanks filling and with them being full, it creates air throughout the system. We just want to be, it's totally safe. It's not going to hurt you. We're just trying to, again, be proactive and prepare for this shutdown. So it's totally fine. It's normal. It's not going to hurt you.
Well, that's what I was telling you guys. I says, you know, I don't know how many people out there remember it. Growing up in Helper as a kid of the 80s, it happened all the time. And I think I turned out okay. But it's just air in the line. It's nothing that's going to be bad. It's nothing that's there. And things will get back to normal eventually.
Correct.
So you just got to kind of look at it that way.
Yep.
All right. So now let's talk to Dan Hinckley with UDOT. He's an engineer for UDOT. Dan, how are you?
Doing great, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Anytime. So let's dive into really kind of discuss what's going on up there at that Crandall Canyon, you know, culvert and everything, and what brought about the reasoning behind what's going to happen in Helper.
Awesome. Thank you. So when the Bear Fire happened back in June of 2021, some of the most severe burning and the largest area of that burning happened up Crandall Canyon. As the trees burned off, as the soil burned, it becomes what we call hydrophobic, which means the soil is literally afraid of water. And so it does not absorb any water. And so you get increased runoffs, increased sediment loads. And of course, with all that comes boulders and other debris down the canyon. Initial estimates said that flows down the canyon would increase 19 times of what they historically had been. Our existing culvert in the canyon was about a 9-foot diameter metal pipe. And we had some severe storms in the fall of 2021, the spring of 2022, we just knew we had to do something because that culvert kept getting plugged off with rocks and debris. And so we were able to secure some funding. We are removing that old 9-foot diameter pipe and replacing it with a 27-foot wide precast concrete box culvert. And so this will hold much more flow. We should be able to have the capacity to allow any size debris to get through that. Carbon County, we've also been working with them. We've installed some other flood mitigation structures just upstream of Highway 6 that should also help dissipate the energy of water flowing down through the canyon. As far as the construction schedule goes, we are looking at, on Monday, the first parts of this precast concrete structure showing up on site. By Tuesday, a large crane will come in to help set those structures, and then it'll take us about a week. And right now, we're only setting that in the eastbound lane. Once that's complete in a week or two, we'll backfill that new structure, switch traffic over, and then start excavating in the westbound lane. So we're looking at toward the end of this month, the beginning of September is when we would be shutting off the water to Helper City. The contractor is allowed to shut the water off for 10 hours. We anticipate that that disruption, if the tanks are plenty full, should be, well, the tanks should accommodate that disruption. We are excited to have this project going. We know it's going to be a great benefit to the community, you know, because nothing's worse than having Highway 6 shut down. I've lived here in Price for 10 and a half years, and that's a bad day when Highway 6 gets shut down.
Most definitely. So once again, we're looking, as you were saying, like the middle to later in the month to having this happen.
Yeah, with the rain we received this week, we actually got delayed about a week. Originally, we were thinking probably around sometime August 23rd, we would close the water line or cut the water line. We actually think it's going to be closer to September 1st. Definitely, we can stay in touch and give updated details as we get closer to that.
And actually, the great thing about that is it gives us a little bit more time to get used to this and get ready for it. So that's good news. And yes, of course, whenever you know we have updates, we'll bring them and get them on the air to everybody. If anybody has any questions, though, Lanise, can they call down to Helper City right now, or is it better to, you know, maybe get a hold of UDOT? What's the easiest route to take?
I would suggest Mike Maston, because he's in touch with UDOT and is, you know, basically partnering with them and staying in the loop with everything. And City Hall would be a good place as well. And we'll keep things posted and updated on Facebook, letting citizens know when the actual day will be that the water will be cut so that folks are aware and can plan accordingly.
All right. So once again, with some construction that's going to go on towards the end of August, we need to conserve water and Helper for as much as we possibly can. There are great tips out there to help you. Helper City has them on their Facebook page. Check that out. We'll put a link on that on our Facebook pages and everything like that. But just make sure that you check on that. And if you have any questions, you can give them a call down at City Hall. Mike, Lanise, and Dan, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and let everybody know what's going on. We really appreciate the time.
You bet.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.